If you love $9 Monday and $2 Tuesday, you're really going to appreciate our new Throwback Thursday when all daily packages are slashed in half. Yes, you heard right. At both WagerTalk.com and SportsMemo.com, all Thursday daily packages are now 50% off. This means that a 4% package will be only $12.50, a 5% top-rated play, normally priced at $35, will be only $17.50, and the hottest sales item of the day, get a full day of access from the handicappers of your choice. That's one day of every applicable play they release, including any 5% best bets normally priced at $39 for only $19.50. The best part is you can come back every Thursday to take advantage of this limited time 50% off spring offer.
Hey guys, happy Friday and welcome into Wager Talk TV. This is, of course, Puck Time, and we are here to break down four games on the NHL slate for today. Best bets at the end of the show. We have Carmine 6 in 60 taping here. He is not with us live on the show, but he has recorded it, and we'll get you guys some early look ahead picks for tomorrow's card. Joining me today, I have Andy Lang from WagerTalk.com, Kevin Dolan from WagerTalk.com. Let's not waste any time. Andy, how are things, man?
I really don't have anything to brag about. I don't in hockey. I don't have anything terrible going on. It's just kind of been treading water the last couple days, which is kind of to be expected when you come off of a huge weekend like I did. So, to be honest, I'm pretty happy we haven't had one of those devastating days, because you know we break even over a few days, which is just part of the business and part of how wagering works. But I feel great going into the weekend. I don't think it's any secret now that Pastrnak is back in our lives, Andrew, and now you can start taking his overshots on goal. So I just feel like a part of me is complete now that Pastrnak will be making a card night in and night out. So excited for the playoffs and excited for a really good Friday here.
Like, it has that Friday feeling in the air, and there's so many sports going on, but we are here to break down the NHL. Bring in Kevin Dolan. Kevin, good to see you, brother. What's going on with you?
Yeah, all good, Andrew. Caught the weigh-in for the Anthony Joshua fight just before the show, so I'm excited about that tomorrow. Things are going well right now. You know, hit the baseball season running last night with a 2-1 night overall. Went 2-1 in hockey as well. So, you know, pretty much like Andy, just treading water, keeping it going, and, you know, look to continue that into the weekend as well.
Let's do it, guys. Yesterday, 1-1 night for me in the NHL. Pretty much break even, because I did have my loser was an underdog play there on the LA Kings. And who would have ever thought that it would be a 2-0 win for the Oilers? I don't think they've probably won a game like that in years. It's not really a team known for their defense. So the Oilers win that one 2-0. Split for me at NHL, and a 2-0 day in the MLB. We'll try and get that going again today. Really pumped that MLB is back. But of course, NHL full swing, playoffs coming up here. Let's get into the games. Today we have Rangers at Buffalo. We have the Red Wings and Jets, Flames, Canucks, and the Nightcap with the Stars taking on the Arizona Coyotes. Let's start things off, guys, with game number one. The Rangers in Buffalo taking on the Sabres here. The home team, plus 120 underdogs. Rangers minus 140 favorites here in this one. Total at 6.5, shaded towards the over. Andy Lang, what do you have for us in this game?
Well, I actually have a same game parlay for this one, and I didn't want the drop to be played, because I want to be serious on this one. We come on and we have fun about the don't play this same game parlay. I think this one is worth a really good sprinkle. So what I'm going to do is go to one of the domestics, go to same game parlay, and look at some of these alt lines. And I'm going to start with the Rangers over 1.5 goals. Buffalo allows a lot of goals. They've allowed opponents to score 2 or more goals in 15 out of 16 games. The Rangers only scored one goal on Thursday. That was against the Devils. That's a really great team. Before that game, they had scored 2 or more goals in 16 straight games. So I feel very good that the Rangers will get to 2 goals or more. And then I will put that with the Rangers plus 1.5 puck line. They have covered this puck line in 12 straight games. Buffalo has only covered -1.5 one time in their last 12 games. And this parlay comes in at -150. I think that's pretty good value on something like this. So I'll do a same game parlay, the Rangers over 1.5 goals and the Rangers puck line, the alt line of +1.5. That's a same game parlay. I think you can put a little bit of units on there.
You know, the best part about those, and the goal, of course, is to get a much better price. And with doing that in that game in particular, in that wager, those wagers you have there, you're doing that. And I think that the Rangers are going to be a popular bet here tonight, I believe. Kevin, what do you think in this matchup here? Obviously, one team that was just hoping to make the playoffs and one team, well, they're just figuring out where they're going to land in the playoffs. That, of course, would be the Rangers. What do you have for us in this matchup?
I'm probably going to go the other way, Andrew. I think the Buffalo, it's the line's just a bit too high for me here. So if anything, I'd lean Buffalo here. You know, you mentioned it, you know, it's time to kind of bust out the calculators in terms of, you know, can this team even make the playoffs? We're talking about very, very minimal percentage. But to have any chance, they have to win tonight, obviously, in Buffalo. So outside of that, I thought the Sabres played decently against Montreal on Monday. You know, 3-2 up in the third, obviously. But, you know, to go from that then to not even getting the extra point, real disappointing for them, obviously, in that one. But, you know, they don't have a lot of time. They've had a couple of days off, obviously. But, you know, they need to dust themselves off quickly here because, you know, we all know the New York Rangers are a good team. But they're maybe not quite as good as their figures suggest. You know, I always go back to the data. You know, the Rangers rank top 5 in defensive scoring this season, yet they rank all the way down in 16th. If you go by defensive XGA, you know, only the Islanders and Bruins also have a greater discrepancy in their actual to expect that goals differential this season than the Rangers do. So, you know, the Rangers are a little bit overvalued in my mind, especially heading into this game as well. So if you're going to give me, you know, a fairly juicy price on a desperate home dog on this one, you know, +120, +125. That's likely the way I'm going to, you know, sprinkle some money. So, lean towards Buffalo tonight at home against the Rangers.
All right, looking towards the home underdog in this one. And, guys, I'll talk about this game a little bit more on Wager Talk today coming up in probably about an hour's time. But something of note, whether it's a good thing or a bad thing, kind of like when a pitcher is making his debut in the MLB and batters might not know what he's capable of. Well, we have a debut tonight in net for the Buffalo Sabres. That is Canadian goalie Devon Levi making his debut. A lot of times you see that in the NHL around this time of year. Players get called up. They do their rookie lap. Well, this is a little bit of a different scenario here. A goaltender making his debut, but I got a feeling it won't really be a great scenario for him in this one, as you'll probably get a motivated Rangers team and also a Sabres team that's been involved in lots of high-scoring games. So I'll look probably towards the over in this one. Real quick, we talk about teams that are kind of folding over, you know, tanking, I guess, or at the deadline, they made things very clear. Well, that was what I thought would happen with the Detroit Red Wings. Looks like they're not about to fold at all. Carmine and the Wager Talk Detroit office were able to head to a Detroit game yesterday, and they got to see a really exciting game. Detroit knocking down the Carolina Hurricanes, a great home game there. You can see our great crew at the game together, balling out with those 50-50 tickets. And I can tell you what, they probably didn't win or we'd be hearing about it, or maybe we wouldn't be hearing about it. But it looked like a really, really good time. Great seats there for those guys. And really does show our, you know, here at Wager Talk, we are definitely a family. We all love getting together, and I can't wait to see everybody in August at the Wager Talk meet and greet. And Kevin, I heard you're going to be there this year. Is that rumor true, or we're still working on it?
No, that's true. Yeah, I'll be there in August. So, looking forward to that. You know, first time at the Wager Talk gathering. I think it's like sixth time in Vegas. You know, I think we've all been to Vegas enough that every time you go, you forget what happened the time that you were there. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to going back for sure.
Awesome, man. Yeah, I can't wait for that. It was great last year. I'm sure it'll be awesome this year as well. Let's jump into game number two. And speaking of the Red Wings, going to go right to you, Kevin, for your thoughts on the Red Wings and Winnipeg Jets. Winnipeg, pretty big favorites here, but a team that has proven, at least to me, to be a very inconsistent club. Do you like the favorite here, underdog, going for a total? What do you have for us in this one?
Well, I mean, you'd imagine the Jets will be happy enough to return home tonight anyway. You know, on the season as a whole, they've obviously been pretty impressive, 22-12-2 inside the Canada Life Centre this season. Although, you know, a large part of that success for Winnipeg obviously did come earlier in the year for them. They've gone just 2-6 at home across the last 8 games and all. So, you know, obviously, you know, the big worry for Winnipeg in this one has been their goals production over the last few weeks. They got blanked on Tuesday night against the Sharks. They've scored 3 or fewer goals in each of the last 9 league games as well. And, you know, they face a Red Wings team tonight who have given up an average of just 2.60 goals against per game across the last 5 road starts. So this is a tough game to call from a line value perspective, you know, because I do expect Winnipeg to win this game, but I'm not going to rush to the window and lay this kind of lumber either on them. So I'm going to go with the under 6 goals here at minus 105. Both of these teams rank bottom 10 in the league in offensive XG this season. Both rank bottom 10 in high danger conversion percentage as well. In fact, you know, Winnipeg ranks dead last in the league in that regard as well. Plus the fact the under's gone 6-0 in the Red Wings last 6 road games as well. So lean to the under for me in this one on Friday, between, you know, 2 struggling offensive teams.
Yeah, struggling offensively is putting it lightly. I now I'm kind of on the pathway of, if I like the Winnipeg Jets at all in any game, I'll look towards the under, because the only way they ever have success, it seems to be by limiting their opponent. I can't see them just lighting up Detroit. Of course, Detroit, though, coming off that big upset yesterday, that could be a factor in this one. Andy, what do you have for us in this contest?
Nothing real strong. I mean, these are 2 teams that are just kind of tough to bet on. So I guess I'll go with David Perron will have a point. He's at a point in 5 out of the last 6 games. The Jets have lost 5 out of 8. Their wins are against pretty terrible teams. I mean, there was Arizona and Anaheim in there. You know, Detroit, they beat Pittsburgh and Carolina back-to-back. So I do like that they scored, you know, 7 against Pittsburgh and 3 against, you know, Carolina, you know. But Andy, does it worry you that they've scored 11 goals in their last 8 road games? Yes, it does. That's why that's not a very, it's not a very strong play here, because they don't score on the road. I can't really find anything super confident in this game. Maybe a little stab at it, but there are certainly there are definitely better bets on the board for the NHL slate than this one.
Yeah, like I mentioned, I mean, my frustration levels with this Winnipeg team has been super high. You know, I mean, there's a lot of reasons why. The first reason would be I've lost 2 5% picks involving them in the past couple weeks here. One of them being a puck line where they dominated the entire game, but still only 1-1. And then one of them was them losing to the San Jose Sharks, a team that was on a 9-game losing streak before they played Winnipeg, which was, you know, kind of frustrating that I was the guy to jump on, you know, and fade San Jose, and San Jose ends up getting a win. So that was pretty tough. But my point being is that this is a Winnipeg team that offensively, like Kevin was talking about there, they're not putting up a bunch of numbers, not putting up big plays. And I think Detroit could be coming off a high, you know, of that big upset victory. Give me the under, but more importantly, give me the team total under for the Detroit Red Wings. It's a little bit chalky, so shop around. But I'll go team total under 2.5 for the Detroit Red Wings. Look, the money line's minus 255 for Winnipeg. You can get around minus 135, 140 for Detroit's team total under 2.5 goals. Look for a low scoring game in that one. Keeping things going here, guys, in the Western Conference, we have Calgary taking on Vancouver. Andy, from a standings perspective, Vancouver was a team that just did not meet expectations this year. They fired their coach for the 2nd straight season. There's lots going on with this club. However, they've kind of been a team to surprise people and put on performances to end this season off. But I know you've been involved in lots of props for Calgary. They've kind of been I feel like you deserve a Calgary Flames jersey for how many games you've probably watched for that team. But they're minus 130 road favorites here in this one. What do you have for us in this contest?
Well, yeah, the Tyler Toffoli, Mikael Backlund's kind of a story about knowing how to get away from a streak when it becomes unsustainable. I mean, Toffoli was so good, and we actually talked about it on the show. Like, he's not going to keep going over. And so we haven't played him in a while. And sure enough, what's happened, he's been a good under bet just because the odds are plus money on his under. So I'm not going to go to Calgary. And by the way, Vancouver, you know, coaches, you know, rotating coaches. There's never been a team that's been really good and won championships that rotates coaches every year. Yet, I don't know how many professional teams keep doing it. It's like, oh, that's the problem, is we just keep firing coaches year in and year out, and we still can't win. I wonder what the problem is. But I'll go to Vancouver for a good prop here, Pettersson. And Andrew, this is a subject that you've done a really, really good job talking about. So Pettersson, he's minus 230 to have a point, which makes sense. He's had a point in 13 games, but man, minus 230 is a lot. But to have an assist is minus 118. It's over a dollar of value. He's had an assist in 9 out of 11 games, and Vancouver has scored 3 or more goals in 5 games. You could lay the wood at minus 230. I would just sprinkle him to have an assist at minus 118. I think if they get to that 3-goal mark, surely he's involved in one of the assists. So I feel like the value is saving yourself well over a dollar on the price just to take him to have assist as opposed to having a point.
Awesome stuff there. Yeah, finding great value, looking at the assist there. And you know, it's just, to me, crazy the difference you can get. And I honestly feel like it's because it's really an untapped market. You know, people just want to jump on the point. This guy to get a point. So the books are like, yeah, I'll hold the door for you. Come on in. You know, but nobody's really looking at the assist prop. So I really like that one. Kevin, what do you think in this matchup here? As I explained, I mean, Vancouver, they've kind of been playing better hockey, but at the same time, as a season on a whole, they have not really been a great team. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I'd probably look towards Calgary on this one from a side perspective, Andrew. You know, the Flames look to have built up a bit of momentum right now. I know it's a very short game sample size, but they've looked good over their two most recent victories. Obviously, their playoff chances have improved immeasurably as a result of those two victories as well. You know, they were floating under the 20% mark, I believe, last week, this time last week. And now they're above the 30% mark just. So, you know, Calgary almost dictates their own destiny here in a way. You know, 5 of the last 7 games of the season all come against sub-500 teams. So, you know, while Vancouver have impressed over the last month or so, I just kind of feel like Calgary's momentum and energy should be enough to kind of get them over the line here on Friday. Obviously, a large part of that recent turnaround for Calgary has come from, you know, Jacob Markstrom. In nets, he struggled on the year as a whole, bounced back from a really down January and February, you know, with that performance against LA, you know, saved 32 or 33 shots against the Kings on Tuesday. Plus, he owns a 2.43 goals against average against the same Vancouver Canucks. So I'm gonna lean with the Flames tonight in this one from a side perspective, and I'll look to come and circle back around for the best bet in terms of the total for this game as well.
All right, we'll be waiting for that best bet. And for me, I'm in the exact same boat. A lot of times, guys, throughout the season, you look at a team that's struggling, but yet you still get really high odds for them. Well, I think that this is kind of the lowest of low we've seen for the Calgary Flames. You know, if these teams were meeting back in October, minus 130 for the Flames here is a really good price, right? And I think that the struggles that have been there for the Flames have definitely gotten this number to where it is. But as we talk about with this Vancouver Canucks team, you know, strength of schedule, defeating the Ducks, you know, taking down the, you know, putting in a competitive game against the Blues, taking down the Sharks. They've gotten up for games that they probably should get up for. And overall, I just haven't really been extremely impressed by them. I've mostly been impressed by some of their players. So from Andy's perspective, I like where he's going. If I was to play anything on the Canucks, it would be props. I wouldn't really bet on them to win the game, but I think this is a really good price here. The Flames have looked better recently. Whether or not they can squeak in the playoffs, which is not going to happen, they're going to play until the final game, it really does seem like. So they're one team that I'm not counting out. I think that they actually could make us some money down the stretch, guys, and at minus 130, I think it's a really good number to do so. So I think a lot of people are going to hop on the Canucks tonight. I feel like generally that the Canucks will be a popular bet tonight and the Flames can kind of fly under the radar here. This Canucks team's looking good, but they're also beating teams that aren't very good as well. Huge shout out to everybody tuning in live right now. Of course, also, we appreciate everybody that comments afterwards, liking the video, whether you're watching on YouTube or Wager Talk TV app, whatever it might be. We do appreciate all of you guys. Hope you had a great week of betting, and we'll have some picks for you in Carmine's 6 and 60 segment coming up here for Saturday's NHL. Before we do that, though, let's wrap the show up with our last game. We have the Dallas Stars and the Arizona Coyotes going head-to-head at Mullet Arena. It's crazy, guys. I mean, I've been handicapping MLB a lot, going hard in my research, and you know the MLB splits, road home, or teams versus a righty versus a lefty. You want to talk about a split here, Kevin. This Coyotes team at home versus on the road this year, it's been unbelievable looking at how different their performances really have been, but they find themselves plus 200 at home here. What are your thoughts in this matchup?
That's probably not enough of an incentive for me to still come in and back Arizona here, Andrew. I like the Dallas team total under 3.5 in this one tonight. I think there's almost an element of looking ahead for Dallas to tomorrow's matchup against the Colorado Avalanche for the Stars in this one. You know, they've already destroyed the Coyotes on three separate occasions this season. You know, all of those wins came by multi-goal margin. The combined scoreline in those three games was 15-4. So, you know, we look at the line here, you know, bar a massive upset, you would imagine Dallas have more than enough to take care of business on the road later tonight. But I just think that win will be in fairly, you know, routine fashion. The Stars have one of the best defenses in the entire league this year. They rank 9th on defensive XGA. They've given up the third fewest power play goals against this season as well. They rank 2nd on high danger chances allowed. So, you know, Dallas, to me, definitely has the ability to shut out the Arizona Coyotes tonight. They've already done it once this season. You know, and should they get a bit of a lead here, I just see them kind of running out the clock on this one and focusing on the much bigger test tomorrow. So, yeah, I like that. Dallas team total under 3.5 for me tonight at minus 125.
Definitely a good price there, and I like it. You're not really betting on the Coyotes. You're just kind of betting against Dallas not to go crazy tonight. Andy, what do you have for us in this game?
Yeah, I thought I was being like really sneaky with the Coyotes on the puck line, and then Jim in the chat, Dane in the chat, they're on Coyotes puck line. So yeah, Kevin brought up the best point. It's kind of a look ahead spot here. So 11 out of 13 games the Coyotes have covered a puck line. They've lost 5 in a row, but they covered this puck line in 4 of those games. 2 of them went to overtime. So I don't really find any value in the player props. I mean, obviously Clayton Keller is the big name for Arizona, but you know, he's on a big time streak. He's like the only consistent one on that team. So the juice is too much. So yeah, I think the Coyotes puck line is a really, really good way to go. And I like that team total under the 3.5 for Dallas, like Kevin said, because if that hits, then I believe the puck line for the Coyotes is going to hit as well.
I'll tell you what, if you're a fan of the Coyotes and you're cheering them on to tank, they are executing it perfectly. I mean, they're giving you great games, entertaining games, like you guys are saying. I mean, Andy, he talked about the fact that they're losing games, but all of their losses are coming by one goal. I mean, you got to tip your hat to this roster. They know how to tank properly. You know, they know how to keep the fans engaged, but also lose games. And I mean, as a Montreal Canadiens fan, I get it. You know, I want to be entertained, but I also kind of want a high draft pick. So I get that overall. I'm just going to go in general with the under in this game, full game. So between these teams, I think that very low key. I mean, the best part about this Coyotes team has been their defense. You know, their goaltending has been good as well. I talk about Clayton Keller and some of the offensive weapons that Arizona has, but they've kind of turned into a team that clogs up their own end and makes it very frustrating for teams to enter the offensive zone. And, you know, looking at teams that probably take Arizona lightly. Let's be honest here, guys. I'm sure teams don't go into Arizona and, you know, this arena that, you know, I've seen minor hockey arenas that are bigger than the arena they play in. So it's not really the most exciting place to play in, and it's a pretty bad team. So teams don't really get up for that, and they get kind of surprised by Arizona's defense. And of course, we know Dallas has good defense as well. So I'll take the full game under 6 in this one as my play, minus 115. It's definitely not really the game of the night, guys, by any means. We'll put it that way. We have the 6 in 60 segment with Carmine. He has 6 games, guys. You guys know the drill. He's looking ahead to some games for tomorrow's card. Over to you, Carm, for your place.
Hey, guys, here's your 6 in 60. First game, Columbus and Florida. Panthers playoffs hopes stayed alive with a surprise win in Toronto. The Jackets have been bombed for 14 goals their last 2. Panthers in regulation. Montreal and Carolina. Canes 2-0 versus Montreal this season and 14-4-2 the last 20 on the road. Canes in regulation. Ottawa, Toronto. We took the over the last times these teams played. They didn't disappoint with a 9-goal thriller. Let's come right back over 6.5. Tampa and the Islanders. Both teams coming off a couple of games each in which they played some defensive playoff style hockey. Let's take the under 6 or 6.5 here. Colorado and Dallas. Second of a back-to-back for the Stars. The Avs have a couple days off after that surprise loss to the Wild. Let's take the Avs in regulation. Edmonton and Anaheim. Oilers offense continues to roll. They've scored 4 or more in 7 of their last 8, and the Ducks have lost 5 straight by a combined score of 21-8. The Oilers puck line. That's your 6 and 60.
There we go, at the buzzer, and fading a team like the Anaheim Ducks has probably not seemed like it's a bad idea these days. Same thing for the Columbus Blue Jackets. As Teddy Covers likes to say, ride the hot, but fade the cold. And some of these cold teams, they're not going to warm up at all before the end of the year. So I have no problem with fading teams like the Jackets and the Ducks to end this season off. And Kevin, like I said, it's hockey. We're talking about hockey here on this show, but overall, with your packages and all kinds of sports going on, what do you have to tell our customers and viewers going right now over at Wager Talk?
Well, we got an NBA best bet loaded up for tonight, Andrew. I know this is obviously the NHL show, but cashed an absolute snoozer on the Boston Celtics last night. Didn't need to sweat that awesome one, thankfully, just to like them. We had the Lakers the night before and continue to rank as the number one NBA profit leader at Wager Talk since joining all the way back in October 2018. So it's been a great couple of years. I think people are starting to finally come round to the fact that despite my accent, I might know what I'm talking about when it comes to hoops. We'll see. And we got another best bet. I really like a player tonight as well in the NBA. Got a best bet up for tonight's card as well. In terms of a best bet for hockey, this is actually the only player I fired on for tonight in NHL. Actually, really like last night's card in the ice. A little less bullish on tonight's card, but regardless, I fired on the Calgary Flames Vancouver Canucks over 6.5 tonight at -115. You know, Calgary have really hit, you know, kind of high gear in terms of offense over the last few weeks, you know, as a whole. Scored 5 or more goals in 4 of the last 7 matchups overall. They face a Vancouver Canucks team in this one that own, you know, one of the highest high danger shot conversion percentages, you know, in the entire league this season as well. They've been incredibly dangerous in front of nets. They're converting 12.4% of all their high danger shots on average in and around that slot area. And the overs cashed in 4 of the last 5 meetings between these two teams as well. So I'm going to keep it fairly simple in this one. I see goals in Vancouver tonight, and I'm going to take the Flames and Canucks to go over the total on Friday, best bet.
Love that play, and who doesn't like betting overs on a Friday night? You got to love it, hopefully, for an exciting and action-packed game there in that one, Kevin Dolan, wagertalk.com. And who cares about an accent? Who cares about where you're from, where you're living? It's all about results, and we'll take it any way we can get it, anywhere we can get it. Andy, you know a little bit about that, I think. Betting sports all across the board, doesn't matter where you're living or where you're from or whatever, it's all about the profits. And you've been on a big run, Andy. Tell us what you have going on right now over at Wager Talk.
Well, first off, Andrew, I have to ask you a question. Did you actually wonder out loud if we would hear about it if Carm hit one of those 50-50 drawings? We hear about it if he doesn't. Trying to let us know if he doesn't hit it. So if he does hit it, yes, absolutely, he would hear about it. Starting today for the next 12 days, I am super slammed. We start tonight with a 5% play in WNCAA. That's women's college basketball. We hit our 5% on Monday. We're up 118 units this season in women's college basketball, so not bad. So join us on that one. Then tomorrow we have a 5% soccer play that goes off. We're actually number one in soccer the last 365 days. We have a huge Formula One race with several bets that are up now. And then next week is the Masters week. So probably my favorite week of the year, definitely my favorite golf week of the year. So starting tonight all the way through next Sunday is going to be super, super busy, very, very exciting, and hopefully very profitable. You asked who doesn't want to root for an over on Fridays? Me, because I'm going to take Josh Morrissey to not have a point. He doesn't have a point in 8 out of his last 9 games, and his points have just dried up. So look at that. He had 17 points in November, 17 in December, 11 in January, 10 in February, and only 6 points in March. So this is a guy that is just really, really on the downturn. And the beautiful thing about this is it's plus 122. So you get a guy who is just not putting up a lot of points at plus money. Not sure the books have caught up with this one. So taking unders is always a little nerve-wracking because you'd wait till the very last second, but I think this is a great price, and that's my best bet for today's show.
I don't have to ask you this question because I can pretty much guarantee it, Andy. Those ones you don't really have to watch, or they aren't as fun to watch. That's for sure. When you're betting on someone not to do well, who needs to turn the TV on for that?
They're
one?
They're horrible to watch. They're horrible to watch. Every time they like have the stick back to shoot it, you're like, no.
Don't do anything. Don't do one single thing. I get it. I get it completely. It's fun cheering, you know. But like you said, you can make money betting overs. You can make money betting unders. And you mentioned that 50-50 with Carmine. One interesting thing, actually, Andy, about Canadian regulations versus the American. So in Canada, we actually don't get taxed on lottery winners as much. But it's a rule. If you win the lottery, you actually have to be a part of the marketing plan. Versus in America, you get taxed like crazy on it, but you can just hide it. Nobody has to know if you won. So I find that kind of interesting. Like if you win the lottery here, or even if like we, like before I was, there was a regulated betting, and when I would kind of go to the grocery store, pretend I was of age and get my parlay cards. If I would have won like big, they would have to use me as a marketing guy. So it's very interesting how the rules are. But in Canada here, even if you won the lottery and didn't want your name out there, you have no choice. So everybody will know you won big, which kind of sucks. But guys, this is the last day for my combo package with Carmine, our buy one, get one. I believe anyway, we'll see if we can get it extended. But it's a playoff package for Carmine and myself. But if you buy that today, you will get the rest of regular season play for both Carmine and myself. And there's still some time left to make some money, guys. So get the rest of the season for free. Get our playoff package. Get both of us all in one great deal. My best bet for the show, talked about it earlier, the Calgary Flames here at minus 130. We are getting a great price on this one against the Vancouver Canucks team that, I get it, they're playing better recently. They're playing, you know, some better hockey, but they've also defeated some easier teams. And I think this is kind of a mismatch here. And the Calgary Flames, they will not fold for the rest of the year, even though it's been disappointing. They will fight until the very end. Give me the Flames on the money line, minus 130. Andy Lang going with Josh Morrissey to not have a point at a great price there of plus 122. Kevin Dolan, Calgary, Vancouver, over 6.5. Thanks so much to Andy and Kevin for joining me today, and all of you guys out there for watching. I'm Andrew McGinnis, and we'll see you on Monday.
If you love $9 Monday and $2 Tuesday, you're really going to appreciate our new Throwback Thursday when all daily packages are slashed in half. Yes, you heard right. At both WagerTalk.com and SportsMemo.com, all Thursday daily packages are now 50% off. This means that a 4% package will be only $12.50, a 5% top-rated play, normally priced at $35, will be only $17.50, and the hottest sales item of the day, get a full day of access from the handicappers of your choice. That's one day of every applicable play they release, including any 5% best bets normally priced at $39 for only $19.50. The best part is you can come back every Thursday to take advantage of this limited time 50% off spring offer.